Parshas Pekudei, Parshas Shkalim, Tafresh Lamed Tes. Beautiful job, weekly job of John Gaynor, thank you. Okay, so the Mishkan Rabosai, we're closing in the Parshas and the Mishkan. The Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edus, the Mishkan of Testimony. All right, so what's it testifying to? The bottom one. What are we testifying about in the Mishkan, huh? What are we testifying
about? The covenant with Hashem.
So we know that it says it's a Mishkan, that the Eidos, the testimony, that the Shechina Shor B'Yisrael. But Sfasem is going to add a tremendous addition to this, which relates to what we spoke about last week.
Okay.
So let's see, Mishkan Eidos.
Impossible.
It's the only thing the Rebbe remembered. Look at the introduction. The parts of the Yaakov B'Kudei Nishkach Mimeni. Rakamada shares this card. You see, even great people forget things.
Who wrote this?
The Svasemis himself wrote.
The Svasemis wrote down what he said.
The Svasemis wrote down what he said. He said, I forgot what I said. But this little this paragraph is left. So from Tafresh Lamed Tes, and not necessarily. It could have been tremendous, and maybe it was so high that he forgot it. We don't know why he forgot it. But anyway, Mishkan Eidos. Kihu Bemis Eidos Nifl is a wondrous testimony. B'mash Nigmar HaMishkan Kirtzono Aidei Ninvis B'nei Yisroel. Okay? So first off, he adds an important point there. We're not just talking about the fact that the Mishkan was the tachlis, the end point. We're talking about the fact that it was specifically done by Klal Yisrael and it's done by its nedava. Right? What produced the Mishkan? What produced the Mishkan was the ruach that we spoke about last week of the Jewish people giving the stuff. Let's see, what's that? See if I show you Yedven Alibo. That's from last week's parsha. Shared Venali Bo. Shekol Echad Nasan Kfin Nedava Ratzon Natoshal. Each person gave with such a beautiful Ratzon Tov, a willingness and a love, all of their hearts, right? So you look with hearts full of love. That's how the Jewish people gave the Mishkan. Each person, Mamish, with hearts full of love. And everybody had in mind that in the Nedava, the Jewish people should be for the Malacha, for the Tzivay Hashem. So everybody was doing it for the right reason. Everybody was putting all their heart behind it, right? No one's giving begrudgingly. You ran into good fundraising, and they say they're fundraisers. They can convince you to give up your lamp. That'll be good for my yeshiva. Yeah, that watch, that's good. That'll be good for the yeshiva. The Bachurim need a watch, right? No one gives their watch faithfully and purely. Huh? Here it was, they're just running to give. Okay, Vagam Dichsiv Vahoser says it was Hagam Dichsiv Vahoser. So we're not going to work with the word vahoser. Avo ms hadavar, the etzem point of what was going on. That's what we spoke about last week. The malacha was dayim. It was enough. Do you understand? For only time in Jewish history, like we said last week, that people gave and it was enough. Right? $2.8 million. Everybody was rushing to give. You have to say, stop, enough. We have enough. Vahoser, leftover, enough. But what was the point of enough? That they fulfilled everything. They finished the job. And we said last week, L'chol HaMalacha, that they made a tikkun in the whole Bria. Without the Mishkan even being built, the very fact that the Klal Yisrael gave with such a tremendous ava, love, etc., made that it was enough. This Malacha was enough. Now again, literally means enough was mean they reached their quota. They got as much money as they needed. But their chasidus on a higher level means dayim, that this was metakin everything. Everything was fixed up. Cool, huh? Well, watch what he. So now, how does this relate to the Eidos? Well, so let's look at the last line. This is what I wanted. Everybody should take with them. V'zeh Eidos ubiru shela olam nitza rotzim b'Yisrael sheish bo dai lam shachas hakadosh v'asar shechina. And this is an Eidos. This is a testimony, ubir, and clarification shela olam forever. Nitza rotzim b'Yisrael. There is a willingness in the Jewish people sheish dai that. Isn't it enough? Lam shachas hakadosh v'asaras hashchina. Today also we can bring down asaras hashchina. What's the Mishkan Eidos? Listen now. Mishkan Eidos, it's a Mishkan that gives testimony. What does it give testimony for? Not just testimony that the Shechina can be in Yisrael. Testimony that the Jewish people can bring the Shechina to Yisrael. You hear the added aspect? When you ask anybody who knows Chumash Rashi on the street, what does it mean, Mishkan Eidos? Eidos Shechina B'Shor B'Yisrael. You look there and you see the Shechina. It's an Eidos, a testimony that the Shechina is with us. The Rebbe is adding a beautiful pond to that, a beautiful aspect of it. It's an Eidos that the Shechina is Shor B'Yisrael through our Nedava. We brought it. We did it. Through that love, Klal Yisrael brought it. That's the Eidos. It's part of the testimony. You hear the difference? Not just the Tachlis, not just the end game. How it was done. You see a person who'd be Reb Chaim Kanievsky, isn't just an Avis that such a person can exist? You know, it's called Tarkul and Chazers and can go through whole volumes in his head and check where things are. But it's an Avis that someone can become that. Not just that the end result is so wondrous, but that through Amal Atar you can be such a thing. You hear it? So the Mishkan is an Avis that through the Nedava, we can do it. We can bring Shekhinah down. And that's an Eidus to us. It's a testimony to you and me that the Jewish people has the koach to do such a thing. It speaks for itself, right? Look at what Yisrael did. Look at the we're talking. Why is it such a chizik? Nice chesedish shtickel and a nice chizik because we look at the Doris going down. Things are getting worse. The Snagdus is getting more, right? Problems are spreading. So you think like, okay, we're finished, you know? No, today also we can do it. There is a koach in the bunch of Jewish people, and we have an Eidus in the Mishkan. We think about the Mishkan, we think, what did the Jewish people accomplish? You have to focus on your accomplishment sometimes, you focus on your ability to accomplish. Jewish people is a powerful body that can be masig everything and can fix up the whole Bria, like that. If we'd be Shomer two Shabbosis, you know what that would do? If we would all get together and do a mitzvah, if we would all get together ba'achdus, it's a scary thing to Jewish people. We're a monster. We're a beast.
I thought it was just one Shabbos.
Yeah.
Well, two is better than one.
Yesh neschos. So that's the message, right? That's the message. In layman's language, the Jewish people. It's a funny way to say it. But the Jewish people is a beast, Rabosa. Jewish people can bring redemption. Do you believe that? Pitam Yovel Hecholo Hadona Shetem of Akshim. Suddenly Mashiach will come. Jewish people, all of us, we mechav in our hearts the right way. We can do it, right? That means our own little efforts and every little klal also is a mistar. Okay, that's the Mishkan Eidus. So remember, the next time you hear the term Mishkan Eidus, which you'll probably even hear this Shabbos, there's Mishkan Eidus, a testimony. What are we testifying to? We're testifying to the Shekhinah Sher B'Yisrael through the actions of Klal Yisrael. And that's still around for us. It's an Eidus, a testimony for us today. Okay? Good. We're going to go to the beginning of the parsha now, the beginning of the years, not Tavrish Lamed Aleph, but the second year the Rebbe spoke Tavrish Vahavein. We both say Vahavein. He doesn't want to say, and understand this. Okay? Tavrish Lamed Beis. The top piece. Okay? Now, Rebosai. Oh, I forgot to bring the Medrash. Okay. Usually, the Sfas Emes is many Hasidish Svarim, very much. Very much. What?
No, I don't see where it is. Someone took it. I left it there. Someone took it. That's what happened.
Okay, I'll try to do it by pad. Let's see. The Be'erif. So the Tzfas Emes, I usually go for the ones that talk about the Psukim for whatever reason. But the Tzfas Emes and Chassidish Svarim very, very much go into Midrashim. Many Svarim built. Many Rabbanim and Sfarim down the generations would build their drushes off of what the Medrash Rabbah says. It's an unbelievably worked through book. Okay? So the Medrash starts like this. Let's see what it says. It starts talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Ish emunos rab bracha. A man of emuna is full of bracha. Ze Moshe. That's Moses. Okay? Atzla Asher, someone who's quick to get rich, is Korach. Seder? Now, so a few questions. Ish, why are we talking about Moshe? Why is the Medrash open up with Moshe? Ish Emunas Rab Brachos. Why are we talking about Moshe specifically? I mean, Moshe was, Moshe's involved in the Parsha for sure. But why are we talking about Moshe Rabbeinu or Bosai? And, what's wrong with being Atzla Asher, right? Someone wants to get, we all want to get quick. Rich fast, especially in these days. This company sold for $19 billion last week. I'm sure you guys are all aware, right? And everybody's thinking, oh, I want to be that guy to have the startup, have 50 people working for me. I won't be so selfish that I have to sell for $19 billion, $1 billion, 0.5 billion maybe if you're on the other side, right? But we all want to get rich fast, right? So you see the Medrash says rich fast, Atz La'ashir, Atz means like, quick to do it, quick La'ashir is Korach. Isha Munis Rav Brachos, the man of faith, much blessing, Moshe. Atz Lashir wants to go get quick fast, get rich fast. Get rich fast, if I said it incorrectly. Get rich fast. Who wants to get rich fast? Korach. So it doesn't seem to be such
a great... Are they like mutually exclusive?
Well, let's see. That's what the man... And what are we putting Moshe against Korach for? Right, what is that? And what's wrong with getting rich quickly? I'm sorry if I said that wrong again. What's wrong with getting rich quickly? It's a dvarm the maisa today, because everybody wants to get rich quickly. The internet gives new possibilities in getting rich quickly. You have companies which have nothing to them, and they're making billions of dollars. This company was 50 people were working for this company. They made $19 billion. You understand what that is? 50 people working in a company that got sold for $19 billion?
What did they do?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're hiring another 200 now.
Any of you could have a company with 50 people. That's 50 people is like not a big deal. 50 people working for you? Ishtar has, how many was it this week? Last week?
That's because they had 200 million clients.
I'm just saying it shows you something that things are crazy today. Okay, so everybody's odds last year. Okay, so both sides. Another question is like this. Our parsha, now you're mamish to the shorash of the parsha, is parsha's pekudei. It's all about counting out the elements of the Mishkan. So what's difficult about counting things out? We know that ein habracha shara el davar samin min ha'ayin, right? It's a hidden thing. Ein habracha shara el davar that's not counted. Minim usually causes klala, right? So when we count, so there's not going to be bracha. So why are we counting out the elements of the Mishkan? Nice question, huh? So let's see. And what's wrong? Why is it that the bracha, there's no bracha on something that's counted out?
I know.
Okay, why?
I know.
So let's see. Okay, so let's see together. Medrash Ish Emunos Rav Brachos. This is, by the way, the first Medrash Rav, okay? So it's easy to find. And very often the ones that they speak about are the first ones. Not because they didn't know the other ones were Rosai, okay? But I guess they thought it was particularly.
Maybe the ones people would be the most familiar.
Maybe the one people very good. Maybe the ones people most familiar with. Or could be the Baal Medrash always knew that the Iker and Yanim to put at the beginning. I don't know. Medrash Ishamunas Rav Brachos Zem Moshe Atzlashia Zekarach. Well, that's enough. It was enough to come hear that. Atzlashia Zekarach. You want to get rich fast? As a shmek of Korach, okay? Kikashalo, laman in the divrei mishkan. The medrash is coming to answer why were the thing. And the big question is why are we talking about Moshe and Korach at the beginning of the medrash, at the beginning of the parsha? What does it have to do with anything? See, kikashalo, it's difficult in the medrash. Laman nimnu divrei mishkan. Why were the things in the mishkan nimna? Va bracha sholetes, there's bracha controls, bedavar she'ena money. Bracha is by things which are not counted. So that's what's bothering the medrash. Right, and the answer to that seems to be Vachuva Bazara Kaddish Gam Kain. It says that not what it says in Medrash Rabbah, but also says in the Holy Zohar. She came in Shai Haminin Ide Moshe Rabbeinu Al Hashem Habe Bo Bracha. Yes, something that's counted doesn't have bracha, but something that's counted by Moshe Rabbeinu has bracha. We'll explain that. It's also worth it just to hear that line. Why the Klal Advarim? The explanation of things. Mashe Beminyan Ena Bracha Shaletes. Why? We spoke about this in the past, Rabbos, the idea of klalim and pratim. A few weeks ago we spoke about that, right? Klal and prat, right? They're details to life, and they're klalim, they're general principles. But klal and dvarim, the explanation is, ma'ashe b'minin ena bracha sholetes, kem shenifra kol lecha b'fnei atzmo. When I count things out, when I say there are 15 objects on the table, so I'm separating each one, and it stands then on its own. Here's a computer, here's a cup, here's a person, here's a spoon, here's a picture of a rabbi, right? Here's an artist. Here's a wannabe artist. Here's a pad. Yeah, here's Labes, right? Here's in the shadows. I've separated each thing on its own. That sounds nice. Everything's on it. But now it's out of the klal. No, it's all on the table. Right? Now that's not an important klal, but when you separate things and you count them out, they're separated. So watch this. If that's the theory, and that's the problem of being counted, and that's why there's no bracha, right? Because a klal is higher, like we spoke about before. Therefore, a klal which is accounting, which is done by someone who's a klal person, holds the klal aspect even as he's counting it out. You get it? This is awesome. This is mamash awesome. Vachuv azar kadosh kamkin. She came in shayav minyan ayde Moshe Rabbeinu olav Hashem hayav roacha. But klal advarim, the explanation. There's no bracha in a minyan because each thing is on its own. Without the minyan, it was bechlal. It's all on the table, right? That's a klal. That's a general point, the table. And now I separate, it's all on the klal yeshbo bracha. But the klal has bracha. In the klal, there's blessing. Ki a klal dovik b'sharish. Because klalim are always closer to the source. A mekor ha-bracha. And the source of bracha. Shemisham nimshach kiyas l'kol. Remember we said this before? God, kaviyachol, likes klolim. God is closer to the klolim. God is closer to the Jewish people than he is to any individual person. The Jewish people has a haftacha that we always will be. Torah will not be forgotten for us. There's an eternal covenant, eternal nation, seven wonders. Be there 10 o'clock Sunday morning, right? Eternal nation, we're eternal nation. The Jewish people, none of us are eternal. No offense, you know. Klai Yisrael will always be. None of us can be guaranteed in Rosh Hashanah. Klai Yisrael will be guaranteed. Right? Hashem loves the klal. Hashem loves the minyan. It's not that God likes 9 people davening and 10 people davening. He likes a little bit more. 10 people davening touches klal, and it's a whole different thing. You can say Devarim Shebekdusha. I have 9 over here, 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 9. I have 900 people davening 100 spots. God likes the 10 people davening together much, much more. You get it? That's a klal. So that's a klal. So Rabosai, this is awesome. I love it. Lekach Mishu Ish Emunus. So therefore, the Medrash saying the Ish Emunus, the man of faith. Who's the man of faith? Who's
Moshe?
Moshe Shenimshach Achar Shorish. Someone who lives connected upstairs. He's an Ish Emunah. The person has Emunah. He's the God's hand is everywhere. Va'af Shosem Maisim Gashmim Pulas Teva. And even though he's doing separate things down here in the Teva, he eats, he sleeps, he this, he that. Mikomokim Yodeya Vizocher. He knows and he remembers. Shakol Me Hashem Yisborach Shor Bracha Maisi Adav. Therefore, this Bracha Maisi Adav. It's awesome. You're both saying, Isha, the Medrash is now so lahafli. Isha Munos, Rab Brachos. The man of Amuna is Rab Brachos. The person of Amuna who recognizes where's the blessing? The blessing's upstairs. The blessing's inside. The blessing's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The more further you get away from him, the more we go into a world of Pirud. This world is a world of separation. Everything's spreading out. The more we're far further from God, further than the Shorish, the less Bracha there is. That you just have to be a mind to understand, right? The closer you are to God, the closer you are to a tzaddik, the closer to bracha, right? You're around Chaim Kanievsky, it's simcha all the time. You're around Ritzi Meyer, it's gewaldig. Ah, you go away, and everybody lives in their own tzaris. You know, people used to see the Chazon Ish, all the problems went away. Just, it's clear in front of him. I had all these sfeikas. My rabbi said he used to walk around, he had sfeikas. He would see the Chazon Ish, all sfeikas went away. They're just gone. What was bothering me? I can't remember. Right, you see, in the hashra of a great man, everything falls away. It's all clear. It's all blessed. Right. So Ish Emunos is the person of faith who sees that everything's from Hashem. So even when he counts and separates things, they're not counted because he, in his tefisa and his asag and his understanding, pulls it all together. You get it. So Ish Emunos, Rab Brachos, Moshe Rabbeinu. So we asked, how is it? We asked Rabbi Say, how is it that Moshe, how can we count the Mishkan? What was the answer in the Zohar? That Moshe Rabbeinu counted the Mishkan. Moshe is the Ish Emunah, so he's Rab Brachos. So even when Moshe counts, everything makes it, everything is together. You hear it? I'm not sure I'm explaining it well, right? You get it? So Moshe, even though, yes, Moshe doesn't see 7 people. Moshe sees 7 members of Klal Yisrael. Moshe sees seven expressions of God's will. Moshe Rabbeinu's achila, Moshe Rabbeinu's shtia, Moshe Rabbeinu's counting, everything is connected to the sharish. So there's bracha there. So the klal that you can't count doesn't apply to him. Isn't that awesome? Now watch Atz Asher. So now what's wrong about the person who wants to get quick, why do I keep saying that? Stop it! The one who wants to get rich quickly, right?
Quick richly,
right? B'zeh hepech Atz La'asher, and that's the opposite of the Korach type person. Someone wants to get rich quickly. De'isa ezo asher, who's an asher? A sameach b'chalko. What does it mean to be sameach b'chalko, happy in your lot? Per shekola ratzon b'osher rak mikach shemiyuchad hu l'chalko. Right? I have a ratzon in my chelik, in my osher. I'm sameach b'chalko. I like my car. I like my house. I like my chelik. You know why I like my chelik? Because it's miyuchad l'chalko. It's special for me. That Acher Sheizmin L'Kadosh Hashem Yisbarach Zeh. What does it mean to Sameach B'Chalko Rosa? It's connected to Muna. I'm not just Sameach B'Chalko because it's not just a separate, it's enough for me a little bit. It's an I know this is from God to me. It was a gift, right? That's what he wants me, this is how he wants me to record. Hashem Yisbarach gave me this. Why should I want an iPhone? Look at this. This is from God to me. And it fits me so, it suits me. Because he picked it out for me, the color, everything, right? Moshe gave it to me. Huh? So I'm Sameach B'Chalko. I'm not looking for a lot of wealth. I don't need an iPhone. This, by the way, is one of the big dangers of technology. It makes you think, oh, something goes a little faster. I better get that right away. It's no good anymore to wait 3 seconds. I spend my time so well, and I'm not going to spend I'm not going to waste three times with this machine, of course. So I have to make sure it moves faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. Right? That's the danger of technology. Aga sucks us in, thinks we need that. It's that fine computer. Oh, it's a little thick, John. You better get a new one soon. You can get one that's half that size. You have to lug this around. Gosh, that's tough. Yeah. Nothing's good enough. You have to press buttons still. You can't make command on speech. It's terrible. BlackBerry. What is that? Bet it fruit. A funnel that's on. You're stuck with a BlackBerry with a dinosaur. I saw Asher Resnick with a Palm Pilot the other day. Say, is that a dinosaur? I thought maybe I heard about something in the past. They called them dinosaurs. I heard about Palm Pilots were in the past. So I thought maybe that was a dinosaur. Yeah. What was I? Yeah, who says Palm Pilot? Well, you get it? Atzla Usher. Atzla Usher. We together? Atzla Usher. Here, guys. So when I'm Sameach B'Chelko, it's because I see that this is what Hashem gave me. That means that person is the person who's connected to the Shorish. Moshe Rabbeinu is an Isha Munas Rav Brachas, the man of faith, and he can count, and he is Sameach B'Chelko. It's beautiful what I have. My clothes are beautiful, my wife is beautiful, my kids are beautiful, my home is beautiful, my Talmidim are beautiful, my place is beautiful, my Sfar are beautiful. I have what I need. And it's all from Hashem. And Hashem gave it to me. Right? So the Atzla Ashir, the one who's pushing to get rich fast, what is that show about him? He's not happy at all. That's the opposite of being Sameach B'Chelko. I want to be rich fast. I don't want to go slow. I don't want to have this. This is not enough. $1 billion, $2 billion, $19 billion. Give me the whole thing. I need it all. The whole booty. Because I'm pushing to get fast because I'm so not satisfied with what I have. Zekorach. Because it shows you the opposite. You don't have, if you be Sameach B'Chelko, if you be so satisfied with your $150,000 job, your little 50-person company making $2 million, so who cares that it's not going to be the biggest company in the world? No, I got to get rich fast. So that's a person, Rabotzai, who thinks pratim, pratim, pratim. He's in the world of details, not in the world of klal, right? Unbelievable. L'chein eno atzlosh, k'kol ratzon ma'ashim yuchud ulo. I have such simcha and dveikas to what I have. So this is the Medrash Rabosa. So again, it's unbelievable. Mamash opens up the whole thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, how can we count the Mishkan? When we count, there's what? There's klala. There's no bracha. You're right. But when Moshe Rabbeinu, when an ish klal counts the Mishkan, so the bracha continues. Because Moshe Rabbeinu brings everything with his klali perspective, with his higher perspective, all the details of his life and all the details of that he counts keeps connected to the Sharish. Yeah? So Rabosai, unbelievable. As opposed to someone who's pushing to get rich quickly, he is separated from the Shorish. He doesn't see God in his wealth, and therefore he wants more and more and more and more and more. And Rabbi said, I don't want to speak about wealth per se. That's such a lesson, right? Because the world says to you, get rich and richer and richer and richer. And you have to know that's a hepech be'etzim of being a Ben Torah, of being an Ish Emunah. Sameach B'Chelko, Eiz Asher Sameach B'Chelko, right? The Rabbi gives you wealth, Tiei Brachin, Kivei Shetar Meiser, But Lamais, you have to see that the Mida of wanting more and more and more is very, very, very not Jewish because it's very not Amunah based. It's showing you're not happy, you're not seeing that what you have already is godly. Right? Like the Rosh Yeshiva says, if it could be better, it would be better. Right? If I'd see that, and I have exactly enough, Hashem gave me this wonderful chelik and I'm so happy with it. The Pacham Ketanim, the Yaakavad, why do you need so much more money? Because you don't really believe in God. But then you're nichnas into a world of details and pratim, and you're not connected to a higher klal, and everywhere you go, there's going to be klala. Yeah, you find these rich people, they're all clawless. Clawless with their wife, clawless with their kids, clawless with
their... If someone prays all the time, I will please make me...
Right, that's also the same thing, right? That's it for sure. Well, I think that speaks for itself as my mission. And awesome lesson. Just to continue and finish with the claw that we mentioned last time. A person, we have to learn to be more and more claw people. This is what it means also when we say we want to work with the tzibur. We love Klal Yisrael. Why do you love Klal Yisrael? Loving Klal Yisrael is more than just loving each individual Jew. So I love Klal Yisrael because I recognize that Klal is something higher than the prod. The Klal is more than just all the different details together. There's a higher thing. Yeah, so a person in his life has to look to be a Klal person, have Klal concepts. And the Klal person, when he's such a man, every detail that he deals with goes to a whole different place. Because everything that he's dealing with, being that he's a Klal person, he keeps the Klal. A great Rebbe, or a great Rosh Yeshiva, when he has many, many Talmidim, he makes them all kosher to something higher. You get it? It's not just about each individual. That great man has the ability to bring each individual thing to a higher state, right? And so too in our lives, and this I'm finishing, when we are Klal people of Emunah, people of Klal Yisrael, people have higher concepts. So we have the ability that each individual thing that we deal with gets a whole different, we can make everything we deal with shine in a different way. Certainly our Talmidim, certain people are mashpian, right? But even our clothes, our food, our families get a different light because we are living in a different place. Okay, so that's good Divrei Torah for Shabbos, you guys to focus on and think about.
For those that don't have Torah,